recording by remote. In Afghanistan to avoid traveling to the airport on Saturday unless do so as thousands gather. Islamist militants took control. The advisory came after Taliban co-founder Mullah Baradar arrived in Kabul for talks with other leaders to hammer out a new Afghan government after the Taliban's lightning advance across the country. Crowds have grown at the airport in recent days, where armed Taliban have urged those without travel documents to go home. Switzerland postponed a charter flight from Kabul because of the chaos, its foreign ministry saying the security situation around Kabul airport had worsened significantly in the last hours. The Taliban completed their southern advance across the country as U.S.-led forces pulled out, coinciding with what German Chancellor Angela Merkel said on Saturday was the, quote, breathtaking collapse of the Afghan army. A NATO official says about 12,000 foreigners and Afghans working for embassies and international aid groups have been evacuated from Kabul airport since Taliban insurgents entered the capital. Chad's government announced Saturday it is to half its contingent in a multinational G5 Sahel force in the troubled three borders regions of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, recalling 600 soldiers. Chad's 1,200-strong contingent was deployed there to fight jihadists, part of a force to which all five of the Sahel regions contribute since 2017. A government spokesperson says the commitment to fighting the jihadists remains intact. France, also involved in the Sahel region, recently announced it was cutting its military presence. This is VOA News. Thousands of people demonstrated in the streets of France again on Saturday against the government's COVID-19 vaccinations policies amid concern from rights groups about anti-Semitic sentiment in the protest movement. Saturday's protests were called for a sixth weekend in a row to denounce a new quote-unquote health pass system announced by President Emmanuel Macron that they see as unfairly restricting the rights of the unvaccinated. Under the system, introduced progressively since mid-July, anyone wishing to enter a restaurant, theater, cinema, or long-distance train or large shopping center must show proof of vaccination against or a negative test. Around 200,000 people have marched in previous weekends, according to Interior Ministry figures, while organizers claim the real number is nearly double that. The government insists the pass is necessary to encourage vaccine uptake and avoid a fourth national lockdown, with the unvaccinated making up 8 or 9 out of every 10 COVID-19 patients admitted to the hospital. German police local newspaper BZ reported the damage reached several hundred thousand euros and three of the four entrance buildings were hit. The victory in central Berlin is one of the most recognizable marks. Germany's monuments and museums have been hit by several high-profile thefts in the last few years. Tensions in Haiti are rising Saturday, 1 week after a devastating earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people. Scant aid has arrived in the remote regions of the impoverished Caribbean nation that were hardest hit. Many Haitians whose homes and livelihoods were destroyed by the magnitude 7.2 quake that struck last Saturday morning are unsure how they're even going to start rebuilding. The official death toll from the earthquake stands at 2,100 to 3, but residents in towns